Great to have your company for the Coca-Cola Cooldown. We've just seen game one of the semi-final series between the Perth Wildcats and the Tasmania Jack Jumpers. I'm Jack Heveron alongside Liam Santamaria. My voice is gone. Emotionally, I'm drained. Liam, it's just been that sort of night. It was crazy in here.
Yeah, it's been a big night. Huge atmosphere. A rollercoaster ride of a game, especially that fourth quarter. The Jack Jumpers were up, the response from the Wildcats, the ebb and the flow, and then we go right down to the wire. And big time win for Perth. You got to hold on to that home court advantage by grabbing game one, and they got it done.
And particularly, whether they listen to this or not, there were a lot of people that thought that Tasmania were favourites. Even though Perth had been 10-4 on their home floor this season, a lot of people felt the Jackies had the better form coming in.
Well, they had terrific momentum, didn't they? Five straight wins to lead into this game at the end of the regular season and then the win over Illawarra. But Perth had made the big plays in the big moments. It wasn't an almighty performance from Bryce Cotton,
yeah,
which is what we usually and often see in these situations. But others, led by Keanu Pinder, stepped up and got it done.
Let's talk about him. He was the footlocker player of the game. That's not a shock that he's the footlocker player of the game. Maybe five made threes is the shock of the night, though, for Keanu Pinder. He was outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, it was a career-best performance, wasn't it? And that's for a guy who's a two-time most improved player recipient. So huge performance from Pinder. The three-point shooting was, I think, the difference maker in this game.
Yeah.
His three-point shooting. Because you've got Marcus Lee or Will Magne trying to guard him, and they want to stay close to the rim and protect the cup. And he's forced him to come out and challenge him from long range. So if he misses those, then Tassie have the enormous advantage at the defensive end. They were scrambling. They had to switch McVay onto him late. It led to an open look for Jordan Usher. Keanu Pinder's three-point shooting, I think, was the story of the night.
So would that have been a plan coming in, or is it more of a case for Keanu, first one goes down, I'll take the next one, and then all of a sudden they're onto something?
I wouldn't be surprised if there was a message from John Riley and the assistant coaches to say, if you're open, shoot it.
Sure.
Because we got to punish Will Magne and Marcus Lee for sitting close to the cup. A little bit like Delhi in the first game in Illawarra. Delhi and Shaili knew coming into that game that the Hawks were going to slide under screens. Yeah. And so Delhi came out aggressive. So I'm going to punish you right from the very get-go. And Pinder did the same thing tonight.
The tempo in the first half was really interesting, and it was something that Tasmania coach Mark Radford spoke about at the start of the third quarter. It almost felt un-Tasmania-like. They are so meticulous. They like to control the pace and the tempo of the game. But in the first half, Perth basically had it on their terms.
Yeah, and Perth's defense is to credit for a lot of that, because in the half court where Tassie is so good at executing, the Wildcats were actually defending at a high level.
Yeah.
So they weren't ticking the scoreboard over in the half court. So Jordan Crawford said, all right, fine, I'll just push the tempo. I'll put the Jets on and try to get things going. And it helped a little, but it played into the way the Wildcats want to go about it. And so, they're going to need to focus on that as an adjustment going into game two, to say, hold on, let's just continue to execute our stuff, set our picks better, cut sharper, and get good looks so we can tick the scoreboard over.
We always knew they were going to make their move, Tasmania, and they did at the start of the fourth quarter. They scored the first 10 points. Jack McVay came out in the first 35 seconds and went with back-to-back threes. At that point in the game, we talk about the moments that matter and momentum. Momentum was firmly with Tasmania early in the fourth.
And it felt like, at the time, that was probably going to be the game-winning move.
Yeah.
Because it was so close, and then they just come out and go whack. Back-to-back triples, 10-zip run, timeout John Riley. And it just goes to show how much of a game of momentum basketball really can be. Because then Perth come out and respond. Timeout, Tassie. Then Tassie respond. But it was those back-to-back, or those two made triples from Pinder, and then the one that led to for Jordan Usher, that was ultimately the game-winning little stretch of play.
So in the first half, Jordan Crawford was outstanding for Tasmania. Went a little quiet in the second half. Was that the shots weren't dropping, or did Perth make some adjustments?
I think he was conscious of making sure that others got involved as well. There was a time there where Milton Doyle started to get going,
yeah,
and Crawford knew that his running mate in the backcourt needed to get some action. And then, of course, at the start of the fourth, it was Jack McVay. So he didn't go on to have an enormous night. He had 13 at halftime. He ended up with 19, Jordan Crawford. He was good. But they need some others to go with. They only shot about 25% from three. This is a team that shoots up near 40% on the year. So they're going to need to go home and shoot the pill better in game two.
We spoke about the emotion in the arena tonight. It very nearly boiled over at the very end of the game. Marcus Lee, for Australian Rules footy fans, was an old school coat hanger on Jordan Usher, who wasn't happy about it as well. Tensions almost got to a point where it got physical at the back end of that game.
Yeah, it was a big play because Doyle had just cut it to six with the knockdown triple. And then all of a sudden, Usher found himself open at the rim. Late contest from Marcus Lee. Too much in it. He needed to just go up and foul him, but not do what he did. I like the response from Jordan Usher, though. It was very much hold me back, wasn't it? He said, I'm not happy, but I don't want to fight. I just want to ask the question what that was all about.
Well, it was hold me back until a 75-kilo referee got in the middle of the two of them, and then all of a sudden it just kind of stopped. But I guess in some respects, too, like if you think the little things are the big things in playoff basketball, which I know you do, the fact that Jordan Usher got straight back up, went and made his point and said, no, we're going to win the game, but I'm not going to cop that sort of treatment. I just thought that was kind of important at the end.
Yeah, and also didn't go over the top.
Yeah.
Didn't snap and do something silly and get himself in trouble for a potential game too. You need everybody on deck in this sort of playoff series. So, yeah, I liked it. Stand up for yourself for sure, but don't cross the line.
Speaking of game two, it's Monday in Tasmania at MyState Bank Arena. Public holiday in Tasmania on Monday, so you can just imagine that crowd is going to be nicely juiced up for that one. What are the adjustments, firstly, for Tasmania? What needs to improve in game two?
Well, we've spoken about the shooting. Right, they need to be sharper with their execution, and then they need to knock down shots. Clint Steindl got some open ones. Milton Doyle got some open ones. Anthony Drimmick, they didn't go down. The other thing is they got to foul less.
Yeah.
I mean, Perth shot about 35 free throws.
Yeah.
And Scott Roth spoke about the foul discipline coming into the game about Bryce Cotton, but it relates to everybody as well. So they're going to need to defend better, foul less, so they can get the defensive rebound and then get going the other way. So a lot for them to work on. And the tricky bit for Tassie was they lost that game whilst doing a pretty good job on Bryce Cotton. So he is still yet to break out in this series, and you know that's just around the corner.
What about for Perth? They did a lot of things right, particularly in the back end of the fourth quarter, but what might they want to tweak before Monday?
Well, I think they'd be really happy with the way they played that game, to be honest. There's always going to be questions asked of you throughout a playoff game, and you got all the pressure to get it done at home, and they did. The Keanu Pinder knocking down those shots puts a real problem in the mind of the Jack Jumpers about how to adjust to that. I think one thing they'll look at is, how do we get Bryce Cotton some better looks earlier in the game? He spent a lot of the game unable to really get going, and we know he's going to be key if they're going to win that game in Tassie.
So it's Perth now who hold the 1-0 advantage over Tasmania, but the second chapter in this series will be written on Monday night at MyState Bank Arena. Liam, nicely done. I think we need to go and have a little lie down or something after this, don't we?
So. A Coke or two, perhaps?
Maybe not a lie down together, but a lie down separately. But we can certainly have a Coke at the end of that. Thanks for being with us on The Cooldown. We'll catch you after game two in Illawarra.